In this training video, we will talk about successful self-leadership. 90% of effective leadership is your ability to lead yourself, and therefore of utmost importance, not only in your professional, but also in your personal life. Your ability to see yourself as you are will significantly influence your ability to lead others. How can you guide somebody else on how to accomplish something if you yourself have trouble to see finishing things? How can you expect your team to work calmly during busy times when you yourself get stressed easily? How can you give feedback to somebody on professionalism if you yourself fail to behave professionally under pressure? Now, your journey to become a successful and fulfilled leader takes you through four stages. Lead yourself, manage yourself, manage others, and eventually lead others. In this training video, we take a closer look at the first two stages, successfully leading and managing yourself. Self-leadership is the first stage or level of leadership and represented by qualities like knowing your why, being self-aware, and being an independent decision maker. People who have no strong sense of self-leadership tend to feel that they are not in control of themselves, often lack focus and get overwhelmed easily. However, if you can lead yourself well, you make great decisions on your own and are able to influence yourself to work effectively. Self-leadership traits includes knowing your why. Your purpose or vision is the foundation on which you build your self-leadership and provides you with the inspiration and motivation to keep going even when things are getting tough. Following your why is like following a map to successfully reach a destination. Without knowing the purpose for your life, you are at risk of following other people's plans or ideas, and you end up stuck in the middle of nowhere. Being self-aware. Self-awareness is about knowing your values, beliefs, and behaviors, and the impact you have on others. People with great self-awareness have grounded and accurate perception of themselves. Being self-aware also includes knowing what can push your buttons and what you have to improve to grow even more. If you are self-aware, you have the ability to control impulse, regulate your mood, and then move on. Until you take a break to analyze yourself, you may never identify certain shortcomings. Reflecting also means that you stop and see things from a perspective other than just your own and allow someone else to make an objective assessment of you and provide you with feedback. Demonstrating self-confidence. Self-confidence is the knowledge that whatever comes your way, you can handle. Self-confidence in leadership comes from knowing your strengths and abilities and taking steps to proactively promote personal and professional development. As you take action and develop your skills, your confidence increases to enable you to take feedback, accept, adjust, and advance. With self-confidence, you can free yourself to be more creative and innovative. Being resilient. Resilience is the capacity to cope with stress and adversity and getting through tough times with relative ease. People with resilience have a greater sense of control of their lives and not only survive change but actually learn, grow, and thrive in it. If you want to persist against frustration and master your emotions before they manage you, you must draw from the knowledge that you have overcome setbacks before and focus on what you can learn from the experience. You must face your fear and adopt an attitude of possibilities rather than hopelessness. Making sound decisions. To make good, which includes tough decisions, you need to first establish what particular outcomes you want to achieve. Awareness around your vision and goal is crucial, which you have already established earlier. When you align your vision, goals, and values become your needs, and your needs your motivation. When you consider your values as the base of your decision making, you can be sure to keep your sense of integrity and what you know is right, while building your authenticity and reputation. Welcoming teamwork. One of the greatest responsibilities we have is to support ourselves and others in living at our best. With everything we say and do, we are influencing the people around us, whether it be positively or negatively. Self-leadership includes supporting and championing the goals of others as well as your own. You must welcome collaboration and ideas from others, believe in them, encourage them, challenge them, and be a role model for them. Stick to your commitments and be a reliable professional team player. Take 100% personal responsibility. When you take 100% responsibility for your actions and inactions and hold yourself accountable for the things that happen or not in your personal and professional life, you have more choices and possibilities available to you. It is about acknowledging that the buck stops with you, so that you do not give away your power to somebody or something else. It is about stepping up and taking responsibility, which is true self-leadership. The next stage or level in your leadership journey is the mastery of self-management. Managers who can effectively manage themselves are destined for greatness. Managers who need to be managed by somebody else probably don't deserve the title. So what are characteristics of good self-management? There are of course numerous essential qualities, but let's take a close look at the most important ones. Prioritizing. Be aware that not everything you do truly matters. Too many little tasks that are blaring at you every single day appear to be urgent, are in fact unimportant, and distract you from what is truly important. Peter Turler said it nicely, managing your time without setting priorities is like shooting randomly and calling whatever you hit the target. You must learn to stay focused on your goals regardless of distractions. Dump the unimportant stuff, let go of things that you can't control, and invest that time in the things you can control. Great self-management includes handling tasks when they are important and not yet urgent. Otherwise, you spend all your time putting out fires that could have been prevented in the first place. Overcoming procrastination. Mark Twain once said that if the first thing you do each morning is to eat a frog, you can go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that this is probably the worst thing that is going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is your biggest, most important task, the one you have been probably procrastinating on for a while. Procrastinating and avoiding undesirable tasks for a length of time means that you are thinking about that frog constantly, which wears you out over time. So remember to tackle important tasks even if they are not appealing to you. Once you get them out of the way, it will leave you more room for other important tasks that you enjoy more. Limiting your to-do list. Completing tasks within deadlines is vital. These days, portfolios are diverse, and as everything in life, there are things you like to do and others not so much. I must have written hundreds, if not thousands, of to-do lists until I finally realized that the unwanted tasks always stayed at the bottom for days, weeks, sometimes even months. Whilst the tasks I love doing never even managed to get onto the list, as they were completed right away and without a reminder. For example, I never ever have to remind myself to get a cup of coffee. Writing to-do lists can be like riding a rocking horse, keeping you busy while not making any progress. A to-do list is just a tool to get you to your outcomes faster, so keep it simple. Don't spend valuable times making it pretty or constantly rewriting it, or else you risk wasting your time rather than investing it wisely. Being self-sufficient. Demonstrating autonomy does not only include getting the job done without having to be told, but it also means staying on goals regardless of distraction and focusing on what needs to be done. Self-reliance is comprised of knowing your KPIs and being proactive in offering progress reports, updates on personal progress, and plans to improve. Utilizing existing structures and systems effectively and improving them without prompting, as well as adjusting and adhering to a clear professional development plan. The next two phases of leadership go beyond the scope of self-leadership and self-management, but let's have a quick look at what they represent. The third phase involves successful management of others, which for example includes training others to achieve desired results, using an appropriate management style depending on team members' confidence and competence, or factual and accurate reporting both up and down the reporting line. The final level of your leadership journey is the successful leading of others. You are a successful leader once you actively seek to develop other leaders and assist others to get to the next level. Create trust within your team, demonstrate strategic thinking, always set an example of excellence, and display many other first-class leadership qualities. Remember, successful self-leadership is not something that you display occasionally or depending on your moods. Self-leadership is something that you do consistently without exception. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.